Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's been quite a day in Cleveland. News helicopters are now hovering over the home of Gina DeJesus, one of three missing women held for a decade in captivity in a home in Cleveland. They escaped on Monday. She's expected to return to her home any minute. Earlier today, Amanda Berry returned to the home of her sister, and that sister made this statement.
I just want to say we are so happy to have Amanda and her daughter home. I want to thank the public and the media for their support and encourage over the years. And at this time, our family would request privacy so my sister and niece and I can have time to recover. We appreciate all you have done for us throughout the past 10 years. Please respect our privacy until we are ready to make our statements. And thank you.
A third woman, Michelle Knight, remains in the hospital today. David C. Barnett of WCPN in Cleveland joins us. David, this has just been an incredible day. I can't imagine
amazing,
what it's
Robin.
It's amazing. What's it like for you? We are waiting now. Gina DeJesus apparently ready to return home. You've spoken to her family.
I have. I was staked out at the house yesterday. We were hoping it would happen yesterday, right after they released. But they were involved in questioning with the police and that sort of thing. But apparently now she's coming home.
Yeah.
The family's indicating that they're excited. They're ecstatic, obviously, that she's coming out and that they were strong. These three young women were strong and they reinforced each other. And that's why they were able to survive so long.
Well, there's jubilation. There are crowds now outside Gina's home, crowds earlier today outside Amanda Berry's sister's home. But also we're hearing dribs and drabs of reports about what these women went through. And it's pretty horrifying. What have you heard?
Stories, we are hearing some stories about inside there were ropes and chains and padlocked rooms, but these are kind of, until we get the direct story from the police have been saying that they're going to have a news conference sometime today. They're going to give us 90 minutes notice on that. No word on that as of yet. Now, the three men who were accused of all of this, they are supposed to be charged within 48 hours of being arrested. Now, that 48 hours will come to an end early this evening, so something has to happen by then.
These are the three Castro brothers. Ariel Castro reportedly owned the home. I should say the police have confirmed that chains and ropes were found at that home. You know, quite disturbing. Mm-hmm. Also, we just heard Amanda Berry's sister refer to her niece. This is the six-year-old, obviously born in captivity. And there have been other reports of perhaps miscarriages over the last 10 years.
Really, lurid stuff.
Yeah, really quite horrifying. Well, but what are we hearing about questions of how police followed up on this, again, as we wait to see if Gina DeJesus is going to be coming home as hoped? You know, there had been reports from people in the neighborhood that they called police in certain instances, but some of those have been pulled back.
They said, originally, there was a report that a woman had been seen crawling naked in the back of a house. Another person said they reported hearing a blood-curdling scream. And at the time, they said, we reported this to the police. Now, yesterday, it was pointed out, it was admitted by a mother of the young ladies who made that claim, that the police report hadn't really been filed.
In fact, she spoke on CNN.
On CNN.
Yeah, this is the mother of two teenagers who, again, once said they saw a naked woman in the backyard. And here is their mother.
You know, I witnessed a situation. My daughters witnessed another situation. It was all weird to me, but I really never called the police or nothing.
That's Anita Lugo. So a lot of people in the neighborhood are both joyous today, but also some of them saying they feel very badly that they didn't call in some of the odd things they saw.
Exactly. There's a lot of feeling of it's that mixed feeling of joy and guilt.
Yeah. What about, before we let you go,
sure.
There were reports of another woman, a 14-year-old, Ashley Summers, missing in 2007. Has there been any?
We don't know much about. We don't know much about her. There is one investigative reporter who has been talking about her for the past couple of years. I think the fact that now there's a focus on these three women and the fact that they're alive, which a lot of people assume that they weren't alive, now the faces and microphones and cameras will turn to that story.
Well, and that's happening across the country as parents of missing children have renewed
all
hope.
Coming out. And,
yeah.
Right.
David C. Barnett of WCPN in Cleveland. Extraordinary day. Again, Amanda Berry earlier today returned to her sister's home, balloon festooned home with crowds outside and banners welcoming her home. And people in Cleveland are now watching every second to see when Gina DeJesus might return. David, thanks so much.
Absolutely.